Practice Test 2. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
Did you pick up the new bookshelves?
Sure, I didn't put them up yet, but I think they're perfect for the bedroom wall.
So that's what's in those boxes in the kitchen then?
Yep.
Where are the bookshelves now? Number 2.
How are you getting to the airport tomorrow morning?
Well, Bob was going to give us a ride, but his car's broken down.
So you'll have to get a cab then?
Actually, we're going to catch the airport shuttle bus. It's cheaper.
How did they originally plan to get to the airport? Number 3.
What's the earliest you can be ready to leave tomorrow?
Well, I could get up at 6. I'd only need about half an hour to shower and dress.
But if I pick you up at 6:30, we might not get to the station to catch the 7:15 train.
Let's make it half an hour earlier then.
What time will she get to his house? Number 4.
I bought this tie here yesterday, but when I got home, I realized it doesn't go with my striped shirt.
Well, checks don't usually go with stripes, sir.
Anyway, do you have something without any kind of pattern?
Of course.
What did he buy yesterday? Number 5.
I took my nephew to see the new animated kids movie yesterday.
On a Sunday afternoon? I bet you had to wait in line for a while.
We would have, but I stopped by the box office earlier and got the tickets. I was going to do it over the phone, but I was passing by anyway.
How did the woman get the movie tickets? Number 6.
I phoned you yesterday to see if you wanted to try that new seafood restaurant, but you weren't home.
I must have been out in the back by the pool. I can't hear the phone from there.
Where was the woman? Number 7.
Did you hear what happened to Mike? He was crossing the street when a truck almost hit him. Luckily, it swerved just in time and drove into a streetlight instead, but he was pretty shaken up.
Which picture shows Mike? Number 8.
So you're going to be staying with relatives when you visit the UK, right?
Actually, there has been a change of plans. They don't have much room, so we'll be staying at a small guest house nearby.
That would work out cheaper than a big hotel.
Obviously.
Where is the woman going to stay? Number 9.
You didn't put any garlic in this soup, did you? You know I don't like it.
Just a little. I chopped it up really fine.
I thought this recipe called for it whole.
Well, I changed it a little for your sake.
What did the man put in the soup? Number 10.
To get to the sports center, I turn left at the first intersection, don't I?
That's the turn for the stadium. You need to turn left at the next intersection.
Where should the man go? Number 11.
What shall we get Samantha and Edward for their housewarming party?
How about a vase? Edward's always buying Samantha those big bouquets of flowers.
Well, I was thinking of a set of wine glasses, but your idea is better.
What will they buy? Number 12.
Those cookies look delicious. I can see you spent all afternoon in the kitchen.
Actually, I just got through mowing the lawn. I made the cookies this morning when I got back from the store.
What did the woman do first today? Number 13.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Helen White. She told me she'd be in her office, but she's not there. Should I try the cafeteria?
The boardroom is your best bet.
Where is the woman going to look next for Helen White? Number 14.
Where's your address book? I want to mail Carl's birthday card.
You won't find his current address in there. He hasn't phoned yet to tell us where he's staying.
I'd completely forgotten he'd be out of town for a while. Oh, well. I can always wish him all the best by email.
What is the man going to do? Number 15.
It looks pretty warm today. I don't think I'll take a jacket.
I would. The wind's much colder than you think.
Well, perhaps I'll change this summer top for something warmer with long sleeves.
I still think you'll need a jacket, but it's up to you.
What will she wear? Number 16.
Have we got time for a quick cup of coffee before we board?
Sure. We don't take off for another hour and a half.
Where are they? Number 17.
The air conditioning isn't working properly.
We can mention it to the hotel receptionist on the way down to breakfast.
Where are they now? Number 18.
I'm typing up a new copy of my resume. Can you believe I forgot to include my email address on the old one?
Make sure you put it directly under your home phone number. Are you going to put your work number too?
I better not.
What will his new resume look like? Number 19.
Do you know if anyone from the accounting department came in and took the printout with this month's sales figures? I left it on my desk.
Are you sure? Because I saw you putting something in the drawer earlier.
Of course. How could I have forgotten?
Where are the sales figures? Number 20.
I thought I heard someone knocking on the door, but it's a bit late for visitors.
Perhaps the kitchen door is banging in the wind.
I'll go and see.
I'll do that. You go and look out the window to see if anyone's outside in the yard.
Okay.
What is the man going to do? Number 21.
Here's that $15 I owe you.
Just give me 11. You bought me a sandwich and coffee yesterday, remember? That cost about $4.
Don't be silly. That was my treat.
How much will she give him? Number 22.
Did you set the table for dinner yet?
Almost. I just need to put out the soup spoons and I'll be done with the silverware.
Great. I was thinking we could use those new wine glasses.
Good idea.
What does the table look like now? Number 23.
Is that a portrait of your grandfather?
That gentleman with the white hair and beard? No, that's my great uncle John. Grandpa's the bald one with the bushy eyebrows.
Which picture shows the man's grandfather? Number 24.
I'm afraid I'm going to have bad luck from now on.
Oh no, don't tell me you broke a mirror. Or did you walk under a ladder or see a black cat?
You were right the first time.
What did the man do? Number 25.
How do you think the room looks now that I've put the armchair across from the couch instead of next to it?
Great.
What does the room look like now? Number 26.
Do we have any of that cheese we usually grate over pasta?
I think I used the last of it in this sandwich.
I want some for this pizza I'm making, so I guess I'll have to run to the store.
What is the woman eating? Number 27.
I keep getting my nail caught in my sweater. If I'm not careful, I'll make a hole in it.
Well, I think I have something here that will help.
Thanks, that's just what I need.
What does the man give her? Number 28.
Are all these bills really ours?
Let's sort them out. Well, this credit card bill definitely isn't ours, but the electric bill has our name on it.
So does the one from the phone company. It's pretty steep. I hope it doesn't have to be paid too soon.
Which bill don't they have to pay? Number 29.
You look hot. Maybe you should take your temperature.
I already did, and it was normal, but I do have a splitting headache.
I'll get a painkiller instead of the thermometer then.
Thanks.
What will the woman bring? Number 30.
Hello, can I speak to Martin, please?
He just left, but he should be back by 4:30.
But I'll be in a lecture then. It starts at 4 and we won't get out until just before 5.
Can I take a message?
Never mind, I'll call back as soon as the lecture is over.
What time will she call again?